Thanks for calling customer support. This is Sharnita. How may I help you?
Yeah, Sharnita, I just talked to you, and I called the bank, and they gave me this number to call, but it's you again. I just talked to you a couple seconds ago.
Okay.
And I'm still trying to track down who put this money on the credit card and either take it off or make sure that I don't get charged again.
Okay. Just a second there. Okay. Can I get that zip code again, sir?
Okay, 15236.
Okay, can I get that first and last name?
Name is James Boyle.
Okay, thank you for that. Can I get you to verify that address for me, sir?
Okay, 4745 Echo Glen Drive, ECHOGLEN, Pittsburgh, PA, 15236.
Okay. So I did find the account with that first, with your information. This account was made with us on July the 21st. When someone that has access to your account and your information. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm looking at this account. Yes, sir. So on July the 21st, someone that has access to your account and your information entered a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. When they entered that contest to win that Dyson vacuum, we sent a $100 credit towards that account. And once we sent that credit towards your account, that $69.92 charge that you're seeing on your account is the monthly payment for that account.
Okay, it should have been canceled, but I'm not following why it didn't get canceled or what happened, but.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm going to speak to my manager about your account. By chance, did you get a confirmation number, sir?
You know what? I don't think I did, but I see a reference number here, but I didn't get a... No, I don't see a confirmation number. I don't see a confirmation number here. Hello?
Okay, yes, sir. I was speaking to my manager about your account.
I'm sorry. But I lost you.
Oh, no, sir. You're fine. I was here. We're looking at your account. Whoever tried to, they canceled your account, but they didn't cancel it all the way out.
Oh, okay. Well.
So did you send an email in to get this account canceled?
Yes, I did send an email.
Okay, yes, sir. That's why. When you sent that email in, you sent that email in, they didn't cancel it all the way. They just put a stop to your account. They didn't cancel your account. But I did just get your account canceled. Just a second, sir. I'm still here, sir. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, so I do have that account canceled, and your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 92 09 16 41 1.
Okay.
Okay. So there won't be any further charges towards your account, sir.
Okay. Will that will the $69.92 be refunded?
Okay. So I can issue a $60 refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, that would be fine. That's fine.
Okay.
And what did you say this was for? A vacuum cleaner?
Yes, sir. Did you enter a contest to win a vacuum cleaner?
I did not, but somebody here probably did. I just had knee replacement, and I'm on a walker, but I don't see vacuuming in my future right now. So I don't see how I got hooked up with a vacuum cleaner. But, yeah, the granddaughter probably did. But that's we're canceling that. We're not, you know, we're going to rethink it.
Okay, so, yes, sir. So I do have that account canceled, so you don't have to worry about that. And I'm getting this refund issue back to your account of $60. It'll be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, thank you very much, Sharnita. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, sir. And that confirmation code that you received is the confirmation code of your account being canceled and refunded.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you. Good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.